Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to this week's Must Hear Music podcast. I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschutz.
Hey, man.
As well as Elias Light.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Welcome to the
Must Hear Music podcast, Elias. First off, I should say Erica is not with us. She's actually at CNN recording something for them about,
cool for
I guess,
school.
The news or something. I don't know. something with a rapper in the news. Rap lyrics used in court for something. Tune in to CNN at some point between now and infinity and see Erica Ramirez. But Elias, thank you for joining us.
This is your first
Must Hear Music podcast. This is your first podcast, I understand.
Yes,
so
this is true.
This is all very exciting for all of us. But
let's,
you know, what better way to begin your first podcast than One Direction?
I couldn't think of another way that I would want to go.
So let's, One Direction's fourth album, creatively entitled 4, dropped yesterday, Monday, and we are going to be talking about the song Girl Almighty, and I'm going to toss it off to Jason.
All right, One Direction, yeah. So you guys have heard this album? Have you heard this song, Girl Almighty? So the new One Direction album, and I write a lot about One Direction on Billboard.com since I am the pop editor of Billboard.com, and I, you know, they're a stadium band. They're releasing their fourth album, and I don't know if it's their best album, but it's got maybe 3 of their 10 best songs on it. Let's just say that. So check it out. I think one of them is definitely, I love Steal My Girl, the first single, a whole lot. I think the only song better than Steal My Girl on this album is Girl Almighty. It's just, it's so hard to describe how right this song gets it, I guess. It's just like everything it does so well. I love the metaphors between like girls and religion. It just is mesmerizing in terms of its production. The whole thing about the production of this album is that it's so crisp, and that even when you don't necessarily agree with some of the song's directions, no pun intended, you have to admire the production value of it. It kind of reminds me, like, I always talk to my friend about this, how the band Linkin Park, like, and this is a very weird analogy, but the band Linkin Park, like, you can love them or you can hate them, but their strength is in their production. Like, if you listen to a Linkin Park album, you'll be like, wow, even though I don't love every song here, the production is, yeah, it's so perfect. That's kind of how I feel about One Direction, who work with a lot of, you know, different pop geniuses from like Savan Koteka to Shellback and all these guys. But the moves that they make on Girl Almighty are just so accurate, and it kind of has so many different components that I admire, from the drums to the little clipped guitar lick in the pre-chorus. It's just,
That guitar lick in there. It really reminds me of like Vampire Weekend.
Yeah.
It's such a crazy.
Exactly. It reminds
cool
me of like Paul
thing.
Simon or something like
Paul
that.
Paul Simon. That's
yeah.
Exactly. It really, it has this. I was impressed with the album. I have to say, after Midnight Memories, which is kind of their like folk rock like foray, because that was kind of what was hot at the moment, I was worried they were going to turn into like just kind of a dull adult contemporary act.
Yeah.
But this is like, to me, this is exactly how they should be maturing. Like, this is still great pop music, but it's not so like trend chasing of the moment. Like, it's just really well constructed, well produced. And this song in particular, I love that you highlighted, because when I was listening to the full thing, I was like, man, this is the one that I feel like is going to become my jam. Because not just like the Vampire Weekend-y guitar lick, but even kind of like the forceful like guitar strumming, like just goes back to anything as classic as like the Everly Brothers' "Wake Up, Little Susie." Like this is just like all like timeless pop is what this reminds me of.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's impressive. I was not expecting that from them. But what do you think about it, Elias?
I love that you just brought up the Everly Brothers in the context of One Direction. No, I agree with what you guys are saying. I think it's just, it's very breezy to me. It's really in the best way. It's a good song.
Yeah, it's just, you know, what I hope people are starting to do, and I last week on Billboard.com, I made a One Direction playlist for dads. It's kind of like a joke. It's just because so many of their new songs sound like, you know, The Who and Journey and all these bands that dads like. And the whole point of me doing that playlist was kind of like to trick people, like trick adults into listening to One Direction and appreciating it. And I just, in all seriousness, I hope people like just don't think of One Direction as just a boy band. Of course they're a boy band, but like they're making great music. Like, and my problem with Four, and we can, and I'll make this very brief, but my problem with Four is like it has like four ballads too many. And I just, you know, I just feel like that's not their strong point. I feel like Girl Almighty and songs like that, songs like No Control, Steal My Girl, I feel like that's their strong suit.
But let's listen to it. So we've got One Direction, Girl Almighty, It's a Sacrilegious Delight. I get down on my knees for you. Headlight is as loud as as many ambulances as it takes to save us. Next up, let's talk Ty Dolla $ign.
Yeah.
The song is called Stand For, and this is another Jason pick.
Yeah, so I'm pleasantly surprised by this song. It's not the greatest song in terms of, you know, like I think of favorite rap songs of the year, I wouldn't put it up there. But I just really like it as an affirmation of what Ty Dolla $ign is doing. I feel like Ty Dolla $ign has kind of been around the fringe of finding a mainstream moment, and you know he appeals to a lot of, you know, deep hip hop fans, and I just was never really attached to him in a way that I was like, wow, this really wins me over. I feel like this song is just kind of a perfect encapsulation of everything he's been doing so far, and I feel like this is a good jumping off point for him. I really like the production. It's very busy in a way that takes a little bit of getting used to, but once you get there, you can just kind of roll with it. I like the subject matter. I like the, you know, his delivery. I think that this is sort of the unique moment that rappers look for. It's funny for us because I wonder what other people, just casual hip hop fans, think about it. Because, you know, for us at Billboard, sometimes we get a lot of, you know, press releases and emails and events and stuff like that, that are like, you know, pay attention to this guy, pay attention to this guy. And we all listen to that stuff and we're like, well, all right, you're kind of shoving it down our throats a little bit, but I don't hear anything that incredible yet. And I feel like Ty Dolla $ign was a little bit like that for me. I wasn't really impressed yet, but this is kind of one.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify.
Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Me over. I'm excited to see where he goes from here.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I think like Ty really blew up when Paranoid became a radio hit, and one of the things that I loved about Paranoid was you had the contrast between like that really skeletal DJ Mustard beat, but then these like really lush multi-layered vocals on top of it, and this kind of goes for the same feel.
Yeah.
It's a little slower, but you still have. Like, Ty has a great voice, and he has a real gift for, like, these crazy melodies. And that sounds really good, I think, when you pair it up with just this lean beat.
Yeah, I was also, like, pleasantly surprised by this. And I do like Ty Dolla $ign, but I liked it more than I expected to. I always just, he kind of, in interviews, has insisted, he doesn't want to think of himself as a rapper because he doesn't consider his flow to be exactly rapping. And I think that really works to his strength on songs like this, where, like, technically, yeah, what he's doing is rapping, but it's so, like, laid back that it's almost like a half-sing, half-rap. Like, it wouldn't be considered, like, good singing, nor would it be considered, like, the best rapping. But somehow, like, there's a timbre to his voice, and, like, with a production like this, that just makes it sound great. And I'm kind of a sucker for any rap song where there's, like, a high-pitched, like, kind of tweaked vocal sample in the background just to add, like, a little weirdness to it. So, yeah, it's good. But let's listen to it. This is Stand For from Ty Dolla $ign. I want to stand for my bitches doing right. A brother catching rubbers coming home at night. Stand for my niggas on the bottom. Never went to Gully, but they full of street. Now let's hear, yeah, I stand for my niggas. I'm a ride for my niggas. Die for my niggas. Big B was the first one to say. You don't want little nigga. All right, that was Ty Dolla $ign. Next up, let's talk about another rap joint we got. This one's from Kevin Gates.
Oh, my God.
Featuring August Alsina, and it's called I Don't Get Tired. And this is an Elias pick, so...
Yes. So I'm excited about this song for several reasons. One, I really find Kevin Gates to be a exciting and compelling rapper. I think... sort of actually like Ty Dolla $ign. He just has a really, like, his voice just really stands out. It just seems to, like, carry so much in his voice. And the chorus to this one, he's talking about how he has six jobs, but he never gets tired. Can't argue with that. As someone who does get tired, I find it extremely inspiring. Also, August Alsina played a show in New York not long ago, which I was at, and he fainted during the middle of it, went into a coma. And now he's back and is singing again.
I remember you
again.
Writing about that.
So, yeah.
Was that before or after he opened for Usher? Because I saw him open for Usher.
Was that?
That was like a week and a half ago.
Okay, so this was before. So
he's post coma.
Put any music out post coma yet?
All right.
So I'm glad to see that he's back.
Yeah. Was there ever an explanation for that? It seems like
exhaustion or something, but.
Sometimes
whenever you hear like someone slipped into a coma but they're fine, I'm like, I need more information. Like that sounds a little serious, but yeah, it's a good thing he's back.
Yes.
Glad to hear it. Jeez.
Yeah, I would say this is a fun song. Like, this isn't exactly my favorite type of hip hop. You know, lyrically, like, there's just that enormous focus on, you know, money and grinding, which, you know, like, we've heard a lot about and stuff like that. But I do like his voice. Like, he's got kind of like that throaty kind of guttural quality to it. But it's pretty good. I would say, you know, he's got, I think it's this from his second mixtape that's coming up, or
it's the sequel to one of them, but he had one whose name I'm blanking on, but it had the song 4:30 a.m. I'm a big believer in Kevin Gates, and I think that he was one of the breakouts of 2013 to me. I just loved everything he put out, and I you know, it's been kind of quiet a little bit in this year, but this song I saw. I love the name of it. I Don't Stay Tired, and I just love his flow. He kind of reminds me a little bit of Freddie Gibbs in the way that he's so gruff and so, you know, pernicious that it's almost hard for me to be like, oh man, this guy's going to blow up. He's going to be a superstar. But you never know. Like maybe he's just like Freddie Gibbs in the sense that he's just going to keep churning out really quality rap music.
I would love if he did an album with Madlib.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say that. I feel like that's the thing maybe missing for me with this is I like him, but I need a little more in the production. And I think you team him up with someone who's doing like interesting music, like a Madlib or even someone with like 50% of Madlib's talent.
Yeah.
You know, you could get some really great Kevin Gates music.
Unsolicited advice. I like that's what we're here at the Must Hear Music.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a listen to it. It's Kevin Gates featuring August Alsina. I Don't Get Tired. All right, that was Kevin Gates and August Alsina. Next up, let's talk about TV on the Radio. They released their new album, Seeds, this week. This is the first album they've recorded since bassist Gerard Smith passed away a few years ago, which was very sad and, you know, tragic, not just because he's talented, but because he's young. But, and, you know, they kind of went on hiatus for a little bit, and they went through a bit of a kind of like a band soul-searching period, and they've come back with, to me, what sounds like almost a different sound for them. And it's not like, I mean, they're a thoughtful band who makes like very complex music, but this is not as like aggressive as a lot of the stuff they've done in the past. Like, so anyways, I should say the song I want to highlight is called Careful You from the new album Seeds. And it's almost like more inviting than a lot of stuff I think they've done in the past. Like, it reminds me of the more commercial songs that The Knife has done, or like Depeche Mode stuff. Like, it has this really like fun, welcoming synth beat that's not like totally propulsive. It's like a little laid back. This is just like a great like kind of indie synth song that's a little less challenging than when they were like at the height of their powers, but it's still just this really cool, inventive sound, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree. Depeche Mode, that's a good reference point. I think, like we were talking about before, with great production, like even for songs on this album that I didn't necessarily like, I thought they just sounded fantastic, you know. And Dave Sitek, who I don't know if I pronounced that right, but he also produced like the Kellis,
the Kellis, yeah,
Kellis, yeah, her album this year, which also sounded fantastic. And whatever they do, it just sounds really impressive to me. And I also like that on this album, they like worked with this Swedish soul singer, Eric Hassel, on one track. I like him. And they're just trying to grow. And that's always good to see.
Yeah, you know? I think that's a good point. I was listening to the album and I agree. Like, I don't love this as much as I've loved things from them in the past. There are definite songs where I feel like after I, you know, listen to it a few times, I'm definitely going to skip it the next time I return to the album. But even on those kind of like filler tracks, it still sounds good. Like, there's obviously a lot of thought put into it. And you're right, Dave Sitek, I think that's how you pronounce his name, just has a great ear. Like, it's just the production is just so one of a kind. But anyways, let's take a listen to it. So it's TV on the Radio, Careful You. All right, that was TV on the Radio. Next up, I wanted to talk about Azealia Banks. We were talking about Azealia Banks on the Must Hear Music podcast maybe a couple months ago when she released her song Chasing Time.
Good
which
song.
It is. It's a great song. Erica and I both agreed that we really liked the song, but it made us a little worried that when she finally released her like 2-year delayed debut album, Broke with Expensive Taste, that it was just going to sound like really good alternative hip-hop from 2012, because Chasing Time kind of has that like 2012 like production vibe to it.
Right.
So she finally like kind of surprise dropped her album last week, and it's fantastic, and I'm just so happy that it doesn't sound dated, and it also doesn't sound 2014. It just sounds like totally not of its time or any time. Like, I'm really impressed with this. I'm kind of surprised, like, she's shown herself with this album. Like, it's so stylistically diverse that she touches on everything from Latin music to hip hop to rock to even like there's one song that's basically like a Frankie Avalon, Annette Funicello like beach party surf rock anthem, and it's not like a dumb joke. Like, it doesn't sound like schizophrenic at all. It like all of it kind of gels together and adds up to a maybe if not totally cohesive, but a very like solid listen. So the whole album is great, but I specifically wanted to highlight the song Give Me a Chance, which is the song where she kind of goes from rap into Latin music with some like heavy kind of like sexy horns. And she even sings in Spanish on it. It's just, you know, it just shows a real like fearlessness and inventiveness that I think is missing from not just a lot of hip hop, but a lot of pop music. So even if this album took like 2 years to come out, I'm glad that it's here.
Yeah, I mean, I really think her unpredictability is like a major strength. You really have no idea what's going to come next, for better or for worse, but usually for better. And have you heard there's like an earlier version of this track on SoundCloud from like a couple years ago?
No, I haven't.
So it's kind of cool. You should track it down, because it's basically the heavy bass and the drum and her rapping, but the horn section isn't there yet. And then like I'm a big fan of horn sections, so I fully support that. Not enough brass in pop music these days. And then she adds the Latin part, which is just, you know, crazy. And I'm also a big fan of a Latin beat, so yeah. I like that part as well.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's interesting. Maybe it was just kind of a matter that, you know, when she reached her original like release date for this album, which was, I think, in early 2013, that she realized maybe she just had like a good rap album on her hands, but she wanted something that was more than a rap album that really like touched upon a lot of different types of music. Regardless, it's just a really surprising listen. Let's listen to Give Me a Chance, and then we'll circle back to it. So this is Azealia Banks, Give Me a Chance. All right, that was Azealia Banks, Give Me a Chance. Azealia is a perfect segue. So there's a song on her album called Nude Beach A Go-Go. That's the one I kind of alluded to earlier that sounds like a beach party song from the 60s. Like during the 60s, they used to do these like teen-oriented movies starring Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello, where these like teens would hit the beach for like a wholesome good time and just sing like really dopey pop songs that were like even cornier than the Beach Boys. And I love the Beach Boys with all my heart, but I mean, the Beach Boys can be corny, and this was even like worse. But there's like kind of an endearing kitsch quality to that. Like, these movies have a weird like cult following, and that's very much like what this Azealia Banks song was about. Surprisingly, apparently Azealia Banks and Ariel Pink, the indie singer-songwriter, are like really close friends.
Really?
And on his
that.
Just dropped album Pom Pom, there is the exact same song. And so he recorded basically his own version of it. Like, I guess maybe they co-wrote it together, and then they both have a version of it on their album. And his is a little weirder. I mean, his whole thing is, you know, as diverse as her album is, as diverse as Azealia's album is, he is like a total chameleon. Like, he can lose himself into different styles. Like, one moment he sounds like David Bowie, the next moment it's like kind of a sprawling psychedelica or like a Carpenters thing. Like, he's a total weirdo and very good at doing it. But I feel like I'm just rambling about it. What did you think about this song?
No, I mean, it goes back to what you were saying before. It's really hard to think of another performer who has like the capability to get a radio hit who would do a song like Nude Beach A Go-Go and a song like Chasing Time and a song like,
right. Give Me a Chance.
Give Me a Chance, yeah. All on the same album. So it's really remarkable that she's able to do that.
And it is. It's exciting. You're right. Because this is someone who, I don't know if she's going to get a radio hit with this album, but potentially in her career, I think she's hoping to at least get some radio play at some point. Certainly people behind her are hoping that. But, you know, like you said, this is an album where for someone who's with their eye on the charts is going to have a collaboration with like a sister song with Ariel Pink. Like, it's not like, oh, you couldn't think of another rapper who would do this. Like, you can't think of another. So basically, aside from Kanye West, like, there's no one else out there who's so willing to take a risk, especially on a debut album. So it's really cool. So let's listen to it. That's Ariel Pink, his version of Nude Beach A Go Go. Sunset in the snow, snow. Everybody goes where the roses bloom. Come and enjoy the living rooms. By the lifeguard station, by the coral reef. That's where all the new kids cut their teeth. All right. Thanks for joining us this week. That's all we got. Jason, thanks so much for swinging through.
Oh, of course, man. Of course.
And Elias, I hope this was an excellent first podcasting experience.
It was great. I hope you'll have me back sometime.
Woo. Probably never, but no. We'll see. No, we probably will. It was wonderful.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.